What is the Colorado Water Plan, and how long has it been in the works, and what can people expect when the first draft is released later on this fall?
So it is really strategic planning for Colorado and Colorado's water future. And it's the first time we've done it with this structure that I'll describe here in a bit. But we've been at it for the last 9 years, holding over 800 meetings around the state. We're doing that work, strategic planning for Colorado's water future, because Colorado's water is so critical to the state's economy and really what it means to be in Colorado.
It seems plans are often talked about, but then the finished product sits on shelves and is left unused. Is the Colorado Water Plan different? And will there be solutions ready to go when the final plan is released in 2015?
Well, I think the first shot out of the gate here with the water plan is going to be describing a process by which we get to those action items. But the action items themselves are we're going to have to be more agile as a state, and we will have to be able to take action as one state moving forward here, given the challenges we face. So the answer is yes and no. The first draft of the water plan isn't going to endorse certain water projects over others, but it will describe a process by which we can be more flexible and agile as a state and get to the water future that we want, not by accident, but intentionally.
Well, how does the plan strike a balance between residential, industrial, recreational, and agricultural use? They all use water, and they all use water differently.
That is the question, Nathan. You've hit it on the head. In fact, that question is why we're doing water planning at all right now, why we're doing the strategic planning, because we have to be able to strike that balance. And there are so many moving pieces with water and water uses, both consumptively, as we say in the business, and non-consumptively, meaning water that's left in the stream for the environment or for recreation. And we have such a balance that we need to strike. And again, if we don't do this planning, we're going to have an imbalance, most likely, that makes sacrifices or compromises in our water portfolio as a state that we look back at and say, geez, we really didn't like the way that turned out. And why weren't we more intentional about crafting a plan to get us to the water future we really wanted to have?
What about concerns from conservationists and environmentalists who are opposed to projects that may divert river water or dam state rivers? Were they at the table during this planning process, and are their concerns a factor in developing this statewide water plan?
You bet. So water conservation groups around the state have been heavily, heavily engaged in the process. So 9 basin roundtables around the state, and really anybody that wants to attend those can and has been invited to. And like I said, most of, if not all, in fact, all of the basin roundtables have had some input from conservation groups or environmental organizations that are really viewing this plan as an opportunity to make sure that we're headed in the right direction as a state. And so I can say with quite a deal of certainty that input has been robust over the years.
And how can the public get involved in this process?
The Colorado's water plan, if there's one website, kind of one-stop shopping for this stuff, it's coloradowaterplan.com, all one word run together. And if you go there, you can submit your public comment directly to the Colorado Water Conservation Board. But we're really, and this is true over the last 9 years, we've been imploring people to go to their basin roundtables because it's effectively harnessing that grassroots structure that we've put in place over the years. But that is not the only place you can engage. This water plan website is a good place.
Thanks for speaking with me.
You bet, Nathan.
That was James Eklund, director of the Colorado Water Conservation Board. The Colorado Water Plan is scheduled to be delivered to the governor by December 2015. For KUNC, I'm Nathan Heffel.